Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV. It's the uncensored match build-up as Liverpool face Napoli at Murrayfield on Sunday. I am Ross Chanley. I am joined by James Redmond.
Hello.
Who for some reason in 31 degree heat has decided to wear a jacket.
Nah, I've got my shorts on. It's just, you know, it's like a superstition thing. I like to have a jacket on
dead
while
hot.
I'm the cut. Nah, it is. But, I don't know, I got injured before we started filming.
No one cares. Should we talk about the football? Liverpool-Napoli, James. US tour is over. Liverpool are back into a cooler climate, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't think it gets that hot in Scotland, does it?
Not if you're coming here, it won't be.
No. They played 5-1-2, lost 1, drawn 2, whereas Napoli have only played 3 games, won 1, drawn 1, and lost 1. It's another step up in quality, I think, James, isn't it? Not to disrespect, you know, Dortmund or Sporting Lisbon, but obviously we came up against Napoli last season twice in the Champions League.
Exactly.
Won 1-0, lost 1-0.
Yeah.
We went through. I don't know what happened at the end of that. What happened at the end? Did we win it in the end?
What do you mean?
We won it 6 times, didn't we? But seriously, what do you think? Do you think it's another step up? It's another step up for the youth players as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a good chance to see them play against, you know, some good quality players that Napoli have. You know, I'm not sure what 11 they're going to come out with, don't get me wrong, but I'm sure we're going to see a few of their top names. And it'll be good to see what our team's like against those type of players. You know, like you say, we've kind of stepped up a quality each time. Like, I know, you know, Dortmund and then, like, Sevilla, then Lisbon. But in the main, you know, this is a really difficult game. You know, the last time we faced them, it was a difficult match at Anfield, and the one before that, they beat us. So, and you know, pre-season's completely different to the Champions League, but it will be good to see the youngsters and see how they play against the top.
Do you think it'll be the youngsters that will take the part? I said the
A mixture.
Okay, because I alluded that maybe the last one in the US tour might be in the last one for the youngsters, but you know, we're still waiting the likes of the, you know, the front three to come back, Alisson to come back in. I think Lallana's got an injury. There's rumours today on the news that we spoke about Oxlade-Chamberlain's got an injury.
Got a little niggle, yeah.
Naby Keita's injured as well. You know, this space. Lallana's, I've written on here, Lallana's made of crackers because, you know,
It's not a great position to be in, but you're not wrong as well. You know, he gets injured quite a lot, let's just say,
it's bad for the first team, but it's also a good for the new players to actually go, there's one more chance, one where I can go and put
my head down. 100%. You know, we wouldn't be in this position if we had the full first team, you know, available. I don't mean the ones who are out injured. I mean, you know, players who've been on international duty, etc. We wouldn't have this problem, but it is a good chance. And the thing is about this pre-season, I went into pre-season hoping we'd win every game, and then now I've kind of just got to the point where
that
I'm
always
like,
happens though, doesn't it, when you lose, so it's like it's fitness.
Like, do you know what, it's just fitness, but the thing is, it's actually a lot more than just fitness. It's actually good to see these young players get a little bit of experience against some top sides, which some of them might not get that chance when the actual season starts. So this is a good chance to see who is actually good enough to at least be given a chance to play for Liverpool Football Club.
Yeah.
And that's why I like these type of games.
We always talk about versatility on the show. Now we talk about Jurgen Klopp, and I've written on the agenda, it's mad how we might line up.
Yeah.
Because I was quite baffled last night, and I don't know if you've seen the game, but Genie kind of started out wide left.
Yeah.
And Chamberlain was out wide right. I know we're short on numbers in those departments.
Yeah.
But it's again another opportunity for those guys to kind of say, you know, with that stacked in midfield, and that central midfield system of, you know, obviously Milner can play in there, we've got Henderson, loads of other players that can play in there, to actually go, well, you know, Genie might fancy that out wide left spot against Man City, maybe.
Yeah, you don't know, do you? That's especially with players like Genie Ronaldo and James Milner, the versatility in those type of players is amazing because they can go in a different position and still do a terrific job. And that's the difference. There's a difference between saying you can play centre mid and left back, and then you play good as centre mid, but play shit left back. Like, these are players who do a good job in these positions when they're told to do it. They do the job that they're told to, and that's the type of players that you need, especially in these type of games.
One player I do want to talk about is Divock Origi. I don't know if I'm fun.
Scoring for fucking fun,
I
mate.
Know, and I don't want to fall into that trap of, like, you do every pre-season. Of, like, Ryan, it's not Ryan Kent or it's Marco Grujic. They have a blind of a pre-season, and then when it comes to the actual season, they drop off again. But he looks sharp. He looks good in the fastest
game. Can I ask you one question about Kent and all that, yeah? Did they score in a Champions League final?
They didn't, mate.
Can I ask you one more question?
Go on.
Did they score two goals in a 4-0 win over Barcelona when you were 3-0 down previous?
Didn't score last minute winner against Everton either.
Didn't score. Did he get you 3 points against Newcastle?
No.
No. So.
Different kettle of fish, is that what you're trying to sell
me? It's a very, very different kettle of fish, my mate.
But I'm rooting for him as well.
Rian Brewster's that type of player, I think.
Where?
I think, you know, he's scored a few goals in pre-season. We're all like, oh, he's looking really good. And then when the season actually starts, you never know what we're actually going to see from him. Mm. Firstly, you don't know if we're going to see him play. And when he does play, what if he doesn't live up to the potential that we think he will?
But I think there's a slight difference with Divock Origi in the sense that he looks confident, you know, over the past, say, 4, 5, 6 months of what he's doing. And those goals that he's scoring, I joked about this morning, we watched the highlights back from last night, and he always seems to be in the same position. I know he's getting rebounds and stuff, but that's a poacher's goal that he's scoring.
That's what natural strikers do.
But he wasn't doing that 12 months ago, he wasn't doing that, you know, 15 months ago. He's developing still, isn't he? And I think that's something we kind of forget as fans of people kind of can improve, and he was good that period in the Europa League years ago, and he dropped off since he got his injury and stuff. But, you know, do you think he's raising his game and he's going to be up there again for the rest of the season?
I hope so. I don't see why he can't do that, but I think he needs to maintain this confidence and this ability that he seems to have at the moment, where he just knows he can go and score a goal. And just keep up that I don't know, he's just got to keep being clinical, you know, in front of goal. Because as long as he gets them numbers up in terms of goals, game time will come, minutes will come, and that's what he wants. He wants to play as much football as possible. Do you know what? And I'm sure he's probably thinking, I'm going to do my best to try and get Firmino at this team, or I'm going to try my best to get that number 9 spot and Firmino sit behind me and give me goals. I think that's what Origi's looking at it like. He's a very confident player.
I always refer back to your mate Marnie. You know, he's coming back late. He's having his holiday. But, you know, I've joked around and called it the Marnie spot. It's kind of free for taking for, like, at least the first game of the season, or definitely the City game.
Tivok will never replace Mane, don't get me wrong. Not in it.
I wouldn't threaten you with that.
Nah, and it will never happen. And if anyone thinks that would ever happen, then you're stupid. But I think Origi wouldn't stand a chance of getting that position, but I think when you actually put him in that striker role and you put him around players like Mane, Salah and Firmino, the goals will come. You know, I feel like if I played around them three, I could bag a goal or two. You know, Origi should be having that same confidence, and he is scoring goals, and that's what he needs to keep doing.
You've just alluded to that Firmino might be that attacking midfielder that everyone's crying out for.
Why not? Then you can talk about the point, but then we've got no depth at striker. You know, do you want
Brewster?
Do you want Divock Origi and Rian Brewster being your two main strikers going into a season?
No.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
we mentioned Napoli and another person, Carlo Ancelotti. We come up against him a few times. Funny enough, we beat him in the Champions League final and won that, but then he beat us a couple of years later. So I don't worry about it. They've got quality players in Insigne, Mertens, Milik, Callahan, Zielinski, Koulibaly.
Really good players. I love Koulibaly. I think he's a top player. Top player. You know, I think when... Is he available to play in this game?
Could be.
Yeah, because I think he was... I think he was suspended or something for Senegal when it came to the final.
Yeah, friendlies is... You can do whatever you want in a friendly, as we've seen.
Yeah, very true. But no, he's a top player. If I could really... Don't get me wrong, I love Matip and I love Gomez and all them, but if I could make one kind of dream signing, this would be the type of player I'd love to bring in. I just feel we'd be unstoppable at the back with a player like Virgil van Dijk and Koulibaly. But there is other good players, you know, Insigne, top player, Mertens, amazing as well. There's a lot of quality in this team. And that's something that will be a good thing to see. How can our defenders defend against these top players? And if any youngsters are going to play, you know, like Hoover, etc., how are they going to fare against these players? And it'll be a good thing to see.
It might be a shot of redemption for them as well. As you mentioned, you know, that win put us through the group stage of the Champions League. Yeah. Effectively put them out. So maybe they want to get us back. Maybe it's only pre-season. There was a push you for a score prediction, James. What would you tell me?
I feel like it's going to be like a very stellar 2-2.
2-2?
2-2, something like that. Listen, lads, I've just watched us this pre-season, Ross, and I'm not into it. We haven't got some of our big fishes there. You know, some of our sharks and shit. we've got all
got
of our
big diff, mate. What more
we've got big diff. You know, he's bigger than what's the biggest fish in the sea? Because whatever that is,
you're gonna call him a blue whale, probably.
Blue whale. He's a blue whale. But he's as vicious as a shark. What about you? What do you think the score will be?
Oh, I don't think he's a shark. I want to go, 2-1.
He's the fucker.
I mean, it wouldn't be a pre-season without a goalkeeping howler, would it? And hopefully that's the end of it now.
Yeah.
Because that was shocking.
That was a devastating thing. He's a great white shark, Arigi. What do you mean? He's a tank, mate. He's a beast. His leg weighs more than me and you put together, 100%. Do you know what else weighs more than me and you put together?
No.
I'm not going to say it. But you should know, and you should know.
His other leg.
His third leg, mate. You know what I mean?
Shut up, cheat. Right, there we go. Napoli on Sunday. Myself, Tom, Si, and Lauren all going down. So we'll have you covered with post-match content and some build-up content to check out our socials on there. Don't forget, it's exclusive week on RedmenTV.com. So we have a backlog of interviews that we've done so far this week over in the States. They're all coming out, and it's all building up to the massive one. Mr. Chris Pajak sits down with Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp. And it's a belter, isn't it, James?
It's fucking glorious.
Right, so go and start your 3-month now, and you get all that, plus the Redmen content for the start of the season. And we will see you soon. Ta-ra.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.